The Ministry Genogram Conversation, Humility, Curiosity, and Hope. A Ministry Genogram Conversation requires three qualities: humility, curiosity, and hope. Humility comes first. When someone shares family history, they are trusting you with something tender. Their story is not your content. Their pain is not your sermon illustration. Their family map is not something for you to interpret quickly or dramatically. Humility says, "I do not know the whole story. I will not assume. I will listen." This matters because family stories are layered. One person may describe a father as harsh. Another family member may remember that same father as wounded, hardworking, and overwhelmed. One person may remember a church as legalistic. Another may remember that same church as the place where someone first learned to pray. A genogram does not tell the whole truth by itself. It opens a conversation. That is why curiosity matters. Curiosity does not mean interrogation. It means asking gentle, permission-based questions. For example, would it be okay if we explored that a little? What do you remember about how conflict was handled in your home? Were there people in your family line who showed courage or faith? Was there something good you wish had been modeled more clearly? Curiosity helps people notice what was passed down, what was missing, what was painful, and what was good. But curiosity must be guided by boundaries. We do not push for traumatic details. We do not pressure people to reveal more than they are ready to share. We do not diagnose family members. We do not make ourselves the expert over someone else's story. Then comes hope. Hope does not deny pain. Hope does not say, "It was not that bad." Hope does not rush forgiveness or force reconciliation. Christian hope is deeper than that. Hope says your family story shaped you, but it does not own you. In Christ, a new way is possible. The Spirit can form new courage, new peace, new truthfulness, new love, and new patterns of faithfulness. Some people will discover painful cycles they want to interrupt. Others will discover blessings they want to reclaim. Others will see missing models and realize they are being invited to become a first-generation blessing builder. Your role is not to fix the person. Your role is to create a safe, wise, Christ-centered conversation where truth can be named with dignity and hope can become practical. A ministry genogram conversation is not about control. It is about discernment. Be humble, be curious, be hopeful. And remember, the person is more than the map.